This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Tonight's guest is a member of what is easily the most unique, groundbreaking band in metal today. Their latest album, Secondhand Wonderland, mixes musical styles in ways you have never heard before. He's the male lead vocalist of Contrast, Stefan Lichtenberger. Welcome to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Hi, hello, hi.
Okay, Stefan, I gotta tell you, I haven't stopped listening to Secondhand Wonderland since I picked it up. It's easily the most unique thing I've heard in decades. You guys mix metal with polka, reggae, electronica, yodeling. Is there any musical style that's off limits to Contrast?
Well, it's a question that we've had a few times. Well, I don't know. Probably it's hip hop because no one of us is really really a hard hip-hop fan, and I think no one of us is really able to write good hip-hop songs, so maybe this is one of them. But we'll see. we don't know, actually, so maybe we're coming up with a hip-hop album the next time.
If you can work country music into that in some way, that would be mind-blowing, man, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Now, Stefan, you got to walk me through the Contrast writing process. How do you guys go about putting together a song like Sock and Doll, for instance?
Well, it depends. We have a few points to start our songwriting process, and one of them is looking out for guitar riffs. And but on Secondhand Wonderland, we did a lot of songwriting that started with vocals, so there was nothing except vocals. And this was really interesting because the guys at the instruments really had to use their brains, so it was not that easy for them this time. So, yeah, they really had to try to feel what we wanted to say with the vocals and with the rhythm, and it was really interesting. And Song Doll was also one of them, so there were a few parts that we had some guitar riffs and a few parts where we had nothing but vocals, so... and try to mix it together and fix it.
Well, it turned out beautifully. Again, it's just one of the most unique things in music today. Now, Stefan, you guys have had the same lineup since 2005. How difficult was it to find musicians that would buy into the Contrast sound?
Four of us were already in the band in 2005. So it was Agata, our female singer, and Gregor at bass. We already knew Gregor, so we knew that she's an excellent bass player, and Agata just showed up and said, "Hey, hi, here I am, I'm a girl, what else?" So and it was we already had fun at the first meeting, so we thought, okay, this could really work out. And of course it takes some time to get into the songwriting process and to get to know each other, but it's,
When you were interviewing prospective members of the band and you sat down with somebody and told them, okay, here's our idea for the band. We want to mix polka and reggae and metal and electronica. Did you have anybody audition for the band who said, ooh, I don't know if I can do all that?
Well, all the time. But, we are the most democratic band in the world, I think, and this is why we are so slow.
Well, that leads to my next question. With seven people in the band now, how tough is it to manage every band member's input?
Well, it works, so you just have to talk with each other. That's as simple as it is. But of course there are parts maybe Agatha doesn't like, or parts that I don't like, or Roman, the drum player, and whatever. But in the end, we just try to make songs that everyone is satisfied with. So,
at any point, does it turn from a democracy into a benevolent dictatorship, where you just got to put the hammer down and say no, we're doing it this way?
That's it. So sometimes we get to the point of no return when someone stands up and says, "This is it." But, love love it or leave it. No.
Now, Stefan, the video for Sock and Doll, that is an inspired piece of work. It featured hundreds of sock puppets moshing and doing everything else. Were any sock puppets harmed in the making of the video?
Well, I don't know. But, yeah, I think it's, yeah, probably. Well, in fact, I don't know. We lost some of them on the way.
You could probably sell those on eBay. They're going to be a collector's item someday.
Yeah. That's what a few people already said. I want to buy a sock, so don't just sell them on eBay. And we said no.
You're missing out on a merchandising opportunity here, man.
You know, what's really interesting, a lot of people are showing up at our concerts and wearing socks.
Now, Stefan, in addition to the band's musical diversity, you guys also have a reputation for wearing lederhosen on stage. However, your recent press photos have you guys just, you know, wearing black. Is this the end of lederhosen for contrast?
No. There's just one thing. We don't wear the lederhosen all the time for the set length. So our normal clothing is black one. But when it comes to Bomba, then we switch to lederhosen and go on the concert in lederhosen.
So lederhosen when the occasion calls for it, then.
Yeah, good, right. It's always when we're playing Bomba, then we switch to the lederhosen and go on in the set with lederhosen. So we play like 3-4 songs in lederhosen then at the end. Yeah.
Now, Stefan, Contrast is currently on Napalm Records. Did the non-traditional sound of the band make it easier or harder to find a supportive record label?
It's a difficult question. I don't know. But we are really satisfied with the support. So, and that's what really counts in the end. And of course, Napalm Records is also located in Austria, not too far away from us. So we know what they are doing and how they are working, and they know what we are doing and how we are working. So it makes some processes really easier than having a label abroad. And but I think it's really a good match. So we are really satisfied with Napalm Records.
You're listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in Central Wisconsin and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Stefan Lichtenberger of Contrast continues. Now, with all of the different parts and styles that Contrast has mashed together on Secondhand Wonderland, how much do you guys have left on the cutting room floor? Do you have a lot of leftover fragments, enough parts for a follow-up album?
We were playing in Poland on Sunday, and we had to sit around in the backstage for about 9 hours, and Roman started to pick up his laptop, his notebook, and started playing part of the songwriting process for Secondhand Wonderland. And we sat there for hours and said, oh man, it's really tons of material that we have already. And so there's really a lot of material left.
So Third-Hand Wonderland has to be on the way sometime soon, right?
Yeah, right.
Perfect. Now, Stefan, another thing that really sets Contrast apart from most of the bands that I listen to is that my 6-year-old son and my 9-year-old daughter love you guys. Are you getting any similar feedback from other parents?
We really do. So we don't know why, but really we really have fans from 5 to 19 or something like that. So curious, but especially in the Netherlands, we have really, let's say, older fans. So people from at the age of 60 or 55, and that's crazy.
I'll tell you what, the second I put Sock and Doll or Butterfly Defect on, the kids just go nuts. They can't get enough of the band and those songs in particular. You guys have toured Europe pretty extensively. Do you have any plans to come stateside? And I will note that Wisconsin, we love our polka, so we'd be glad to have you.
We'd love to. So, let's see what will happen. Mike, our second guitar player, lived in the States quite a few years, and so we already have relations to the States, and maybe one day we just swim over the ocean, come there and play a
I'm pretty sure accordions double as a flotation device, so that might work.
Okay, yeah. That would be great. Okay. Yeah, now we don't have fixed plans, but yeah, we have an eye on the States, so.
Well, we would be glad to have you. A contrast show looks great on YouTube, but we would sure love to see it in person. Now, Stefan, given the variety and the musical complexity of Secondhand Wonderland, which song from the album is the toughest one to pull off live?
Well, I can only speak for myself because, it differs from member to member. But, yeah, what do I like playing live? One of them is You Say What. Monkey Boy is really great to play live, but also, yeah, the Butterfly Effect. Suck and Toll is great as well, but maybe one song that really differs from the album and playing live is You Say What, so the energy needs the audience.
There are so many moving parts to your songs, it's just, I would be lost if I had to do your job. It's like, wait, is this the part where we play polka, or is this the part where we start going metal again? I'm confused. So, hey, kudos to you guys for being able to pull that off.
No, it's not really, well, we're not really confused about our parts, so we're used to being confused. It's just our natural way.
Stefan, a final question. Unlike most metal albums I get a hold of, Secondhand Wonderland, actually, it sounds fun. Do you feel like metal takes itself too seriously sometimes?
Yeah. I really would say, yeah, it does. I think metal is one of the music styles that's really down to earth and in meaning of being honest. It's really an honest style of music compared to us. But yeah, sometimes it takes itself too serious. So we don't get up in the morning and eating small children, whatever, and taking our and that's it. We have a lot of really true metal fans at our concerts, but any one of us sometimes likes to laugh a little bit or whatever, just to shake a little bit, and that's it. So this is a great experience. So we have death metal fans at our concert, and they love it.
I mean, look, normally I'm listening to Napalm Death and all the heavy stuff, but I'm telling you, the first time I popped in Secondhand Wonderland, my mind was blown. It's easily the best album I've heard of 2012.
Thanks a lot, man.
That's Stefan Lichtenberger of Contrust. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter, @Contrust. Check out their official website, contrust.info, and do yourself a favor, pick up their latest album, Secondhand Wonderland, in stores and online now. Stefan, thank you so much for being a part of Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. You can find more 13 Questions interviews in the podcast page of rock947.com. Give us a like on Facebook the next time you're on. And as always, thank you for listening.